Ever wanted to know what it takes to become a successful trader? Alex shares his journey to becoming a trader and interviews successful traders along the way to help you. You're listening to Be the Trader.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I just want to remind you that I'm also on YouTube and you can find me at just the letter B, Be the Story, or Be the Trader. You should be able to find me that way. Be sure to subscribe and comment below as I like to interact with each and every one of you. And another side note, I actually just partnered with Cobra Trader. They're my broker. You guys know this if you've been watching my show. And I love them because of borrows. Easy borrows. And you get a really sweet deal and discount if you use my code. Just basically tell them you heard from Be the Trader or Be the Story or Alex Bustos. And it does help me out, and I appreciate that, but I wouldn't be suggesting them if I didn't use them myself, which I do. So without further ado, let's get it started. Welcome back to Be the Trader, everyone. Thank you for being here today. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, I've been bringing on different guests of other people from the trading community to give you their perspective on different services that they've tried or that they're still in today. And the whole goal of this is to provide value to the community, to give you other people's opinions instead of just when you go to find reviews, you typically find reviews of other, you know, gurus doing their own reviews or having people, you know, read like a script or something like that. I want to give you real life reviews, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I don't care. I just want to help you guys out to figure out what you want to do. At the end of the day, the whole goal of this and the reason why Rez is here today is because he wants to provide value to you as well. So Rez, thank you for being a participant. Thank you for reaching out to me when I put that message on Twitter. And thank you for being a listener and being here today. And if you can get started by kind of sharing a little bit about who you are and we can get started on the services that you've tried.
Sure. Thanks for having me here. I've been part-time trading for about 4 years now. I'm on going on year five. I'm to supplement my income. And like I showed there, I've tried a couple different chat rooms just to see what's up. So, yeah.
Nice, man. Nice. So the ones that we're going to talk about is when you messaged me, you've been a part of Ducks, Roland Wolfs, and Tim Sykes, all for about 4 months.
A little over 4 months plus something like that. Yeah.
Okay. And can we start off with Ducks? And if you could just share with me, first off, have the floor and let me know what your thoughts are on Ducks.
Sure. So I was in the main chat, so I wasn't part of his challenge. And his thing was that he was mainly on the challenge portion, so he would just come into the regular chat every once in a while. Mm-hmm. just to say like, okay, what position he's in and all that. Seemed like there was a lot of noobs in there, like just trying to get his info or his viewpoint on their positions or what they think about this and that. And you know, his style is very statistic backed, so it's literally like if it doesn't match what he's doing, then that's all there is. There's no like, you know, leeway and all that. So
when you mean that, so there's two chat rooms.
Yeah.
There's a challenge and then there's a regular chat room. So you were in the regular one, right?
Yeah, I was just in the regular one because I just wanted to see like what's up there, how it goes, and you know, it's kind of a I was just checking it out. See how.
Help me understand then, because I don't know anything about it. I haven't tried Duck Services. But I haven't. A lot of these people that I've done reviews on for DVD, yeah. I haven't done their chat room, just done their DVD. Yeah. Like Ducks, I've never been a part of. So I'm curious on what is that chat room like? Because when you said he just pops in every once in a while to kind of give like, you know, his position. Is it more of, hey, this is what I'm in? Or is it more of like, let me share with you everything, like the plan, the why?
Yeah. So he has his watch list and stuff. He would post up his watch list, sometimes late. But he would put up his watch list, say the levels and stuff he's looking at and what he's going to go for and what pattern it matches. And that's his main difference from everybody else, was that everything he does or has is backed by his statistics. So there wasn't much, how do I describe it? Because it's a very unique style for his chat room, is that you basically had to set up your own statistics on something. Like you pick a pattern that you like and then you have to track it and then you follow that. So if you asked, hey, what do you think about this and that, I'd be like, okay, have you tracked it? What percentage are you at? Things like that. And he would give warning here and there for some some tickers that he's got trapped in the past before, so that he's made a mistake. So like, for example, if there's something that's float rotating and everybody's like, oh, let's short it, you know, he'd step in and say, hey, like, don't be stupid, don't short it. So
when it comes to, he would give you his watch list, right? And you would kind of know the levels that he's interested in. Can you be more specific? Like, is it more like, hey guys, if it gets to this level, this is where I'm going to be shorting. This is where my profit target is. This is the reason why I'm even interested in this stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason
really
why,
nice if he's giving
you all his,
that.
His reason whys are always my average shows on my Excel sheet that this is going to push this percentage and it's going to go down this percentage and all that. And this is where I should cut it. Obviously he says, don't follow me. Everybody says, don't follow me. But you know, there's 100, 200, 300,000 people in the chat room. Obviously they're going to follow as soon as you say something. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. And so now what else, was it just the room that you had, or like, did you have any other experiences there? Like, what do you get, videos or anything like that?
Yeah. He has some video lessons, which are like generic stuff for basic for starters. And then his courses, again, deals with, he's just showing you what patterns he's found and what kind of criteria they have that you should be doing. His later courses go into a lot of like details and intricacies. Again, backed by numbers.
Courses as in like DVD?
His DVD, yeah, right. But his webinars is only for the challenge people. Very rarely would he have one webinar for, you know, like everyone in his group.
Okay.
Because he's trying to focus more on that. Because I think he knows, he's like, you know, he's not dumb. He knows most people are there just to follow his stuff, and only the guys that are actually in his challenge are the ones that are serious, because they drop the big money, right? To learn. So yeah.
Do you feel like the people, if someone's listening to this and they try his just normal chat room, should they go in with the expectations that they can learn how to trade, or should they go, like, what kind of expectations should they have?
See, that's the thing. There is one or two helpful people on there, but in my opinion, his regular chat is a waste of time. Like, I'm just being honest. It's not worth it. If you've watched his DVDs and all that, mm-hmm. that's basically it. Like, it's all there.
Gotcha.
If you got that, you got it. Just follow it. Stop letting your emotions come in, because that's what he's all about. His challenge chat, on the other hand, I do have access to some of his webinars and all that from another friend of mine who shared with me, you know, all his webinars that he does.
Yeah.
They seem pretty good, because he does actually answer questions and all that, and like, okay, why did I go into this one? What happened and all that? So if you are actually serious, I would suggest to save up and go for the challenge portion.
Is this like a live webinar, or after the close, or what is it?
He does live on weekdays, and then he does some lesson ones on weekends. So
cool.
His live ones are pretty good, because he goes back and forth, and like, he's just giving you exactly what he's doing, right? So like, good on him for that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And so at the end of the day, he's telling you what he's trading based off of his statistics, and he trades those at the end of the day.
Like, yeah.
That he trades them.
Exactly.
And so if you just follow what he teaches you and learn that and trust it, you should be okay.
Yeah. It's literally like what, and cool. it's again, it's backed, like, he'll show you like, hey, if you did this, this is where you would have been. Like, there's no need to fight it. There's no need to like think, oh, maybe I should get in earlier, or maybe I should get out earlier or something. It's just like, it's a lot of his confidence is that much, because he's done it so much.
Yep.
And he has so much data to back it up.
Crazy.
Yeah, he has so much data. I mean, you've seen his trades.
Yes.
Like, that's why he does those. But again, it's if I was a newbie, I wouldn't be going in there. Like, I would learn. I would learn trading first, learn all the stuff, and then if his style makes sense to you, meaning you want data backed trading, then save up your money, spend it, go in there and see what he's got to offer, so you can follow that kind of style. And
cool.
I think that's how it goes with most chat rooms, is you have to find a guru that matches your style and then try to learn from them, or try to learn from their mistakes rather.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so let's talk about, is there anything else you want to add or anything you just want to bring up that maybe I didn't ask about ducks and that people should know about?
He's a good guy. He's very straightforward, very blunt. I have nothing bad to say about him. Like, just the only thing is, I said, don't waste your time or money on the regular chat. Like, if you're interested in his stuff, watch his courses first, which I think are useful. They're very useful. You get to see a broad picture, and then if you want, go into his higher tier. I don't know what he calls it now. If it's tier 3 or challenge or whatever it is.
Okay.
Go into that one.
Cool.
Don't waste your time on the regular chat just because it's cheaper.
That's good. I guess you get what you pay for. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, it's just how this game works, right?
So, yeah, it seems like that way. And so, would you want to start with Wolf or Sykes?
I can do Sykes first.
Yeah. Okay. So with Sykes, let me know, what you
did
or whatever.
Yeah, his was, I was the most disappointed in. Again, I was in the silver. So that includes all the webinars and all that. The chat room, there's a ton of noise. There's so many people, and it's noise to me. Like, Good is on there all the time. Yeah, Michael Good, I'm sure you know. Yeah, he's on there all the time. He gives a lot of information. He's very thorough with his research but other than that, I'm waste of time again. Especially for a newbie that going in there, like, you're going to have 30, 40, 50 different people just throwing their, I'm in this, I'm in that, oh, I made this much, I made that much. And it's all over the place. Like, it's pointless. He does have like a separate tab for just what he's doing. And to be honest, he's going after very low volume patterns. Let's put it that way. Because he's trying to jump in early, because he knows he's got 1,000 people following him. So as soon as he jumps in, a bunch of people are going to follow along, even though, again, they say don't follow my this and that, but
right,
it's there. So it's nice to see. Yeah, it happens. That's just the nature of the,
I followed when I first started.
Exactly.
It's just something that you think is the right move when it's really not. And so I'm curious on, when it comes to, so the chat room, I can get that. I understand what you're saying. When it comes to, like, because you were part of the silver, you get the video lessons, right? Yeah. Tell me about those in your opinion, so that way, other people might be like, okay, cool. I don't care about chat room. I want to know about the videos.
Yeah. That's highly, highly recommended. The webinars, I guess they call them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's webinars and video lessons.
Yeah. But webinars, video lessons, both of them, they're fine. Yeah. I wouldn't, put too much, effort on his video lessons. I don't know, just for me, I'm just saying for my style. But like Crooks, Mark Crooks, Gertani's, those are freaking amazing.
Yeah,
like,
Gertani's had great lessons. I remember those.
I literally actually paid for the whole thing just for that. Like, I went in for the few months just so I could go through Gertani's lessons. His are good. Ducks has a couple on there. Wolf, at the time that I was in, all his new guys didn't have anything on there, so I don't know what if they have lessons or webinars or anything. But I mean, I see them on Twitter, so it's very similar with the OTCs and all that.
Cool.
Highly, 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 highly recommend. Even just for 1 month, like, pay the silver, go in and just watch. If anybody's, at least Gertani's webinars or lessons, whatever you want to call them.
That's so true, though. I remember. Because he keeps all of them. So there's like backlogs.
It's huge. It gets a little repetitive, yes, but you need the repetition. You need the repetition. Right? Like, if you see it once, you're like, oh, yeah, I got it. But then you make the same mistake again and again and again and again and again. So.
That's true. It's a good point. And is there anything that you want to bring up that before we move on to Roland Wolf?
What else on psych? As the generic thing with the chat rooms is, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of followers. It's nice to go in just to see kind of what's going on, like for watch lists and stuff, see how they're thinking, or if after they've done a trade, you know, check out, okay, what are they thinking, how they do it, why they do it. But it's unfortunately a lot of people join these chats for alerts, basically. So
yeah, no, we do. Yeah. And so what about, so Roland Wolf was the last one.
So yeah, Wolf was the last one. For his very good guy, like as a person, awesome guy. I'm sure you've heard, unfortunately, though, he had a lot of issues setting up his chat, and a lot of backlogs and, you know, support and all that. It was a mess. But again, I would say his webinars and lessons and all that was really good and worth it just for the long side. Because, you know, I got all the information on the short side from, you know, Gattani and like the investors on the ground and the MIC guys and all that. And then I want to see, okay, who's on the long side doing really good and what their viewpoint is. And Wolf's content, Roland's content, gave me like that side.
So a different viewpoint, basically. Because it seemed like the chat room was a little difficult to get.
Yeah.
But like, what else? Like you said, lessons or.
Yeah. So he had two, but for some reason, I was in the basic one, but funny enough, I actually got access to all of his content, and I think a lot of people did. And I think it goes back to his mismanagement of the room. So I don't know what was going on in the background, but he was very courteous enough to include links like in his Discord and all that for all his webinars and all that stuff. So everybody could see it, basically. Everybody could watch it afterwards. You know, even if you weren't able to join like some of the boot camps, he actually uploaded like all of his boot camps. Like he would give links so you could check it out after, and a lot of good information there. But the chat is the same as the wrestling. Sorry?
Is the chat's like pretty much the same as other chats?
Yeah, it's all the same. Like,
do you feel like you got? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's basically it. Like, just again, a lot of noise, a lot of people jumping in to wanting like guidance, and you know, oh, what should I do here? What should I do there? Oh, are you looking at this? Or and then the guys who are like intermediate just spamming like, oh, look how much I made. Look, this is what I did. Yeah. And this is all rooms. Like, this is not. I'm not just saying just his. Like,
so is it now? Do you feel like you got what you needed in terms of learning like a process, learning how to trade, learning how to look for a setup with Roland? And then I don't think I asked that with Sykes and with Dux, but I think Dux, you said yes, but with Sykes and Roland, I didn't really get the
same
answer.
Same with Roland, actually. He's very good too, in that regard, to give you kind of a watch list and, you know, why he's looking at something, where he's going to enter, where he's going to exit and all that. I mostly joined these different chats and stuff to see like recent thought processes. Let's put it that way, right? So I wanted to see like, okay, what are these guys thinking on the ones running around? Because, you know, as stuff changes all the time, right? Like what's working a couple months ago is not going to be working now. So that, like, these guys, obviously they're professional, they're consistent. I want to see, okay, you know, what do they think about this week's tickers and all that. And that gives you more information to, you know, to adjust your own style.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So it seems like you really kind of put your toe in the water with each of these services to kind of get a perspective of different traders, to see, you know, take away what you like, what you didn't like.
Exactly. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it seems like the overwhelming consensus from your point of view is like chat rooms themselves aren't really valuable, but the content you were getting from like video lessons and the webinars were valuable to you. Yes. So that's really cool to hear. Yes. Is there anything you want to just, for anyone out there listening to us right now, is there anything you want to tell them that maybe what to look out for, or maybe what you wish you would have done, or, you know, just any kind of advice?
Yeah. What to look out for basically is, don't be blindsided by the glitz and the glamour of some of these places. You know, they throw out big P&L numbers and all that, or they're trying to say, oh, I made freaking 10 million from $500 and this and that. And, you know, I get it. It's marketing, it's sales. And, you know, they post up, they have like 1,000 members in the room, and then they'll post up like five of their members are consistently making this and that, and oh, come and join us and we'll teach you the process and this and that. Like, you need to kind of look past all of that and kind of look at the person running the place and see, okay, could I get some sort of some learning, like some education from this person so I could add it to my own repertoire, right? Like I said, like what I did was basically I looked up, okay, I went through all the different courses before I did the chat rooms. Like I looked up all the different courses and I learned all their stuff, like to see what they're about. And then I picked a couple chat rooms here and there just to see the current state of how they think. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I joined it. Are we allowed to like shit talk the rooms here? Or, like,
you can say what this is all your opinions. I don't care what.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. No, like that, because there's a lot of BSers out there trying to just get you to join. Like, I'm gonna be straight. Like, sure. Yeah. Like the warrior stuff. That's all nonsense. Strip pump and dump. Dekmar, terrible.
And you know this from experience yourself, like
So I have friends as well that actually tried to join different services and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just saying like randomly from seeing their stuff. Like,
yeah, because it's hard for me to give. I haven't experienced those, but I can tell you that the overwhelming opinion and Twitter is similar. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like.
You don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you don't do it.
But like,
yeah,
exactly, so I'm very curious, yeah. Like, is this from first?
Yeah, so I'm just saying from personal.
Okay.
So the main thing is very easy. Just ask the person for their track record. So if, you know, you're spending how much ever you're spending, especially for their big courses, like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Ask them for a track record. See what it is. Like, as a paper trading, as a real trading, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
If they have a 95% win rate every single time, come on, like be realistic. You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
But on the opposite end of that, I'll give a shout out to a couple of good rooms. Like Dux's room is pretty good. Wolf is good. MIC's is pretty good. Who else? Max, his room is pretty good. Like the guys you know are legit. Investors Underground. How could I forget freaking Nathan? All those guys, like. Proper education, proper process teaching, proper, you know, psychology, which is huge. Just be smart about it. Like, it's pretty obvious. As soon as you see something and you get try to get pulled into it, come on, okay. Do your research. Yeah, you know, be smart about it.
I understand. Well, look, Rez, I really appreciate you being here and sharing your perspective on this. Because it seems like you've tried more rooms than what we talked about.
A lot.
But I definitely appreciate the ones we focused on today.
Yeah.
Because shows at the end of the day, I mean, there's some pros and cons from your perspective for almost everything. Yeah. And I think it's something good to see because I think at the end of the day, and this is my opinion, I feel like you're not going to get everything from one service. And I don't think that's a good thing personally. I think if you do pay for a service, you should get everything. But at the same time, there's an easy argument saying, well, there's always different trading styles. Like not every style is going to fit everyone else. And I get that too. So at the end of the day, I appreciate you sharing your opinion. Appreciate you being on here today and being a listener, man. So thanks a lot.
No problem, man. No problem. Thanks for having me on there.